Interviews and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood Redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey. What?
Go,
what you
queen.
Know about queen? What you know about queen?
What
you know about
what?
Queen? What you know? Oh. My lipstick is popping.
It's cool.
Oh.
What you know about me? What you know about me?
You gotta do the dance. Hey.
You gotta do this swoop with your hair. What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janet here in studio.
Hey, guys.
With my two favorite people in the world, Miss Queen.
In the building all day, representing
Sir Sean Allen. Repping in the booth, we got Miss Alexis.
Hi,
what
Alexis.
Up, what up, what up?
We got a lot of ish to talk about. Jay-Z's title.
Is it Tidal?
Whatever the fuck it is. The tidal wave about to take over.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. T-Pain made some comments about Aaliyah. Maybe she ain't as legendary as people think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, T-Pain, watch your mouth. And then we get a De La Soul's Kickstarter campaign. But let's talk about it. So Jay-Z, the Tidal 16. I mean, bitch, you would have thought it was Independence Day Part 2 of the fucking reunion.
They were signing a declaration.
Yeah. Independence, word. That shit was crazy.
Beyonce.
They even had people
Daft
want,
Punk.
Like, even,
like, Daft Punk, you had to wear the helmet.
Right. And, like, Usher and everybody, they was on Skype. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, a serious movement. I don't know.
I'm like, Illuminati.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It was very pretentious. Their selling point is artistry, but it's not artistry. They're doing it for money.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
It's for the money, honey.
And, they're selling it, then another thing for people who know about technology, they're selling it on a 411 kilobytes per second. We don't even have the ability to...
Well, the average person doesn't. Like, for someone like me with my speakers, that it's going to sound fucking amazing.
I don't...
However, but like, when you're sitting here with your Beat headphones...
Most people listen to it on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even at 320 kilobytes. We have iPhones. We have the best phones on the market. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they're selling that technology that nobody has. Like, 2% of consumers have this technology to listen to music at that rate. So it's like, it's just fucking bullshit.
But not even that, but even if you did have the technology to listen to it, the average
ear
can't hear that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Or really appreciate that difference. It's more so for classical people who enjoy classical
music yeah.
to hear those real details in the instruments. Yeah. EDM
it's
music
true,
too.
True, true. Very like live.
Live streams and stuff.
The music we listen to is
so
the battle is okay. So Tidal is basically, it's a Swedish music streaming site that Jay-Z has invested money into, clearly, which is why he used all of those artists. It's like the top artists in the world right now that he's putting on there. So they'll exclusively be with Tidal. So music will be released under Tidal and it will not be released anywhere else. So Spotify, some people, Taylor Swift, she jumped from Spotify over to Tidal. Spotify's like sitting there like, we're not really scared.
But because Spotify's going to win at the end. And Jay-Z, he purchased this. Tidal's been out for 7 months. Jay-Z purchased it in January for $60 million. And now it's worth $259 million. So he made his money already. He purchased it for business reasons, not for artistry or technology or anything like that. And so he made his money. The purpose of him buying and investing into this company, he made his money back already. So
you pay $20 a month to be able to stream it, and then you can purchase the songs from it. So within doing that, I mean, for me, I love that high quality. And it's like, even though you can't really
but
hear the
DJ,
difference.
But you're a DJ, you're into it.
I know, that's true.
But a bitch
but it's
like me,
like,
who's a hairstylist, while I'm working, I don't hear the ting. and a ting ting and a clack clack clack. I'm just hearing a goddamn song. I'm not listening. I'm not listening for like, oh, did he use a live instrument? Oh, is that a live vibe? I don't give a fuck about that. I just want the songs. I just want to listen to music that sound good. I can give two shits about the clarity of the megabits and all that shit y'all was just talking about. The average person isn't even going to care about that stuff.
No. But so, like, certain things like Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money is exclusively on...
Tidal.
Yeah, versus it's not released on Spotify or any of that stuff. So, I mean, I don't know if it could actually backfire against artists because as Sean hit me up yesterday, he was like, look at fucking Twitter. Lily Allen went in on everybody's fucking life. Because she just feels like you guys are destroying the indie artists. It's going to be hard for... but see, I kind of disagree with her. She thinks it's going to be harder for upcoming artists to get out there and get a platform. No one's going to really want... I don't really see the world shifting to paying $20. I think it'll actually make people look for alternate music.
And that's what they...
They're saying that's how Spotify is going to win at the end.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, now I... After I read this, I was like, let me see what Spotify is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now Spotify. So now this made me interested in Spotify. This brought a lot of interest in Spotify. And they said that the subscription on Spotify has jumped since this announcement.
And they have a free service. This is the whole thing, is that Spotify has a free service, and their premium is only $10, where a Tidal has no free service. Their basic is $10, and then the premium is $20.
Well, I don't think nobody's going to do that.
That's $240.
No, people are going to because Beyonce telling people, Nicki Minaj telling people, the bars.
Okay, the dick riders are all going to jump over. But at the end of the day, it's like... The average person who... What about people who get off on music and the only outlet they have is like Spotify?
Girl, bye. They're going to be pirating.
Yeah, they're going to be pirating. They're just
that's what's
going to
cause.
That's what Lily Allen said, too. She said people get the music for free anyway.
Yeah, people get it for free.
I have to pay $20 to get Bitch Better Have My Money? Pff, sure the fuck not.
Mm-hmm.
Sure the fuck not.
It's very pretentious, and it's very like, keep the rich richer and... Fuck
us. Yeah. Fuck the regular people. Fuck the people who...
Wait, what was Lily Allen saying yesterday about...
you got that tweet
Can
up?
You quote that? She was talking about basically that these artists... It's funny that the artists are going to get this percentage for a song that other people worked on.
And you taking all the credit.
Protecting an art form is when you release music written by other people and take the majority of publishing because your name is on it. Talking about...
Beyonce.
She's indirecting her comment.
She wasn't
for the first lady of Tidal.
I guess we'll see how the ball roll because we really don't understand. And you know somebody's always gonna come up with something slick. So we'll see. Well, I guess we just have to keep our eye on Tidal and see what's gonna go.
It looks just like Spotify.
I'm sorry, no shade, but Madonna looked like Sarah Jessica Parker from Hocus Pocus. She looked like the witch from Hocus Pocus.
Don't talk about her.
I won't talk about you, Madonna. Moving on. So from T-Pain is a pain in my motherfucking head right now. Like, so I'm glad I really went into researching what he was talking about because I shaded the fuck out of T-Pain. So I was like, shit, T-Pain, what are you mad because they didn't release the Aaliyah X album? So, because I knew about this Aaliyah X album like years ago and it was finalized and done and it was supposed to be like this thing that never really happened.
I love your hair today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Love your lipstick.
Thank you.
I wanted to reply with a compliment. Let's say something nice about Sean.
Sean, I'm obsessed with his beard.
Thank you.
And I love the fact that he's rocking Mitchell and Ness today.
Shout out to Sierra.
Shout out to Sierra from Mitchell and Ness. Yo, she hooked him up with Mad Hatch.
Oh, why'd you just shout Sierra out? Like, nah, not for that Michael and Kelly performance, I bet.
I'm
talking about the real Sierra, not the... Flop Sierra.
Sierra from Mitchell and Ness.
Don't talk about my queen.
So you looking cute. I love his beard.
Anyway, so, you know, I wanted to say some nice things because T-Pain didn't really have some nice things to say about Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
But so basically, T-Pain came out to say, well, he's going to drop this mixtape, so clearly this is why he's trying to get his name in the blogs.
Mm-hmm.
The Iron Way mixtape, 20 songs. It's going to have a bunch of features on it. There was supposed to be a song with him and Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he actually got that... because of the Aaliyah X album he was supposed to be a part on, they had asked him to do a session. He said, look, I'll do a session for y'all's album if you give me
a track
and we don't have to do no money involved, nothing.
No exchange.
And they were cool with that, which I'm just like, when I had first heard the artists that were asked to be on the Aaliyah X album, I was like, this bitch is rolling in her grave.
Who was some of the people?
First of all, like, T-Pain, like, why would you, why would we ever imagine, like, can
I
you...
I love T-Pain.
Like, Aaliyah, though?
He's dope, though. Like, you gotta give that man his props. Like,
like, he Dream with Aaliyah, okay. I could see that.
Why would she work with them if she got Timberland? Why would she have to work with anyone?
I would love to hear Aaliyah and the Dream do something.
Well, he did say that... go ahead.
Well, so basically, all he came out to say was, you know, it's interesting. So the Aaliyah song got cut from his album, but basically he came out to say, you know, it's just kind of crazy that... I feel like because Aaliyah passed, she became more legendary.
It's true.
If she was alive today, people would be looking at her like she was Beyonce, which I'm looking at that like Beyonce's the number one person.
And she was big before Beyonce, though.
She was big before Beyonce.
Beyonce interviewed her.
We talk about this with Selena. I think the investment with Aaliyah, same thing with Selena, because they're not letting these people go.
J-Lo would never be around if Selena was still alive.
They were at... We've seen the growth from day one with these people. We knew Selena and Aaliyah were going to be monumental in anything they done. You know,
the Latina singer, Selena.
Yeah, they were becoming stars. You know what I'm saying?
Not Gomez.
So, like, where like Whitney Houston or even Tupac or Michael Jackson, we've seen the pinnacle of their careers. Selena and Aaliyah were so promising, and we knew it was going to happen.
Yo, that rocked the boat. That rocked the boat video.
That's the investment. But Aaliyah, before Aaliyah died,
yeah, it rocked the boat.
Rocked the boat.
Yeah. That you. I'm sorry to interrupt what you were saying. No, I just clicked in. Go ahead, finish.
Before Aaliyah died, because I'm an Aaliyah fan. She's the youngest and first black artist to perform on the Oscars. First artist to have a number one single by radio airplay. You know what I'm saying? Two number one albums before the age of 18. So, like, she
and
was...
And this one, that rocked the bullshit was about to blow.
Hey.
She was big before she died. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, he don't
twerk
know what I'm talking
it,
about.
Baby.
But, yeah, he T-Pain is whack.
No, I think at the end of the day, I'm going to keep it 100. I think, at the end, like, for me personally, I love Aaliyah. You know, when she was alive and she was doing her thing, I was into it. But right now, I'm like, let her rest in peace. They're driving me crazy with all... Like, listening to her music, it kind of drives me nuts sometimes. I just automatically fast forward because I'm like, I'm oversaturated with these same pieces. I've heard it. I'm from the 90s. This is the music. But I think that her death did make her a little more legendary, number one. Number two, let's really discuss it. Will Beyonce really be Beyonce if Aaliyah was still here?
I think so.
She will have, right. And they will be two of the top, the two of the top.
Beyonce
They're
would
just
be,
different.
Beyonce would be Beyonce, but there would be no Rihanna, no Ciara,
Just like there wouldn't be no Jay-Z if Biggie didn't die. Soon as Biggie died, Jay-Z stepped into that place. He became the New York hip-hop rapper. So soon as Biggie died, Jay-Z jumped in. Because if you think about it, Jay-Z wasn't really making that many waves when Biggie was out, when it was a Biggie and Tupac thing.
I mean, my thing with
I think her death really did make her legacy a little more.
Of course, a little bit, but it's going to do that because when you lose somebody, you realize you realize the talent that you don't have anymore. You listen to the music that's coming out now, and you're like, "Oh shit!" Like this bitch. The thing with Aaliyah is Aaliyah can release tracks that are ballads, and those ballads were popping. Beyonce released a ballad, and you'd be like, "Okay, but where's the?" Like, you want the turn up from Beyonce. I didn't need the turn up from Aaliyah. Aaliyah can drop a "I Care For You." You know what I mean? Like, she can drop something like that, and it's popping. Let Beyonce come out. Beyonce got to do Dangerously in Love and be like, for it to be like, yes, Beyonce did that.
I think she's...
They're two totally different artists.
Yeah, and I think she's still relevant to a certain degree, too, because the young people, they was just starting to get into her. And she's a great dancer, great performer. She has an amazing physique. She's smooth with her shit. It's just unfortunate that we had to lose her early. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. And at the end of the day, everybody stop. Everybody's trying to get a little piece of her meal. Like, just, I don't know, let her fucking rest.
What blows my mind is, okay, there's all this unreleased music of hers.
Yeah.
Why are we gonna smear it with fucking T-Pain?
Right, of all people.
Chris Brown, like, no shade
you
on
Chris.
Chris
Brown?
I love Chris Brown.
I think Chris Brown should have something to do
that's
with
that's fine,
Aaliyah.
And he did his one little thing, and that's fine, and we'll move on from that. What I want is an Aaliyah fucking album. You have Aaliyah's music.
Yeah.
Release an Aaliyah album.
Yeah.
You have so much music
involved in that.
No, it was her uncle who did the Aaliyah X project, and I don't know what happened with that shit.
Where's her brother? The look one how, who look looked just like
is.
Her.
Look how fine she is.
I know, she's but beautiful. I, you know. All right, moving on.
She invented that haircut, the Leah Soup bang.
She yeah, because sure everybody's
wait, every bitch in my high school had that wait, bandana.
That's because I had it too. But they,
I had it too.
You had it too. But I'm, that's because. If in one of her videos, like she used to rock that bang, we thought she had a cock eye for mad long.
She did it though. She got that.
So that's why she did the video. She did the video and she went like this to move her bang back and yep. moved her eyes like this. Like, no, bitch, I'm not cock eyed. Don't get it twisted.
She got that look. She one of her favorite actresses of like Hollywood's golden era, a white bitch. I think her name was like Veronica something. That's where she got
Veronica Lake.
Veronica Lake, that, mm-hmm. that was her, that's where she got the look from.
Right Veronica here. Lake is no more for her.
What do you mean? That's good you know Veronica Lake.
I'm a hairstylist.
Yeah, she was bad.
She's known.
Jesse don't know who that is.
She's known. Veronica Lake.
Veronica Lake.
Veronica Lake is known for her waves, her wavy hair, her curves, and her waves, her, the way her hair.
She was like Veronica a Farrah Fawcett.
She, no, she, her, she gets this type of wave. The sick waves, y'all. And a lot of people, and it's really hard to duplicate, especially when people be stressing me out. So I want the Veronica Wake waves. The first thing I do is start tweaking.
What did she do?
She wasn't she an actress or a model? She was an actress. Her hair was always on 100.
That's what she was known for.
Yeah.
What's the way I'm going to grow my hair? You see my Veronica
Lake? She's beautiful. Like, she's known for.
What is
like,
Aaliyah about that?
No. She has different hairstyles. They're just showing Veronica.
No, but she always had that thing over her eye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like Captain Planet. Remember that bitch? all right. So moving on from that, De La Soul.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't released now in 11 years?
Yeah.
Damn. So Monday, they started a Kickstarter account, and their goal was $110,000. Mm-hmm. By Tuesday, they doubled that.
I'm not surprised.
In less than a day, they doubled the goal.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think everybody has this ability, from kids to adults. We listen to that ratchet shit too, but we know real shit, know fake fun play shit. Because nobody knows who that makes no sense. Those niggas raise double of their goal.
No. Wait, you're saying nobody knows who it is. The little kids don't, but like people who got money and respect them are
and who knows it.
Listen to this though. Like, people in that demographic are not on the internet like that. So who?
That's not true.
Who's not on the internet like that?
I'm from that demographic. I'm not from that demographic. Then let's fix it. But growing up with hip hop. Like
30 and up
understands this
and would gladly support it.
Yeah,
I went through Kickstarter. Like, I was looking at different like campaigns. I was like, maybe I'll start my own little Kickstarter. Like, help this little white boy out here in LA.
The BTV Kickstarter. Hello,
I already thought about that one too. But anyways, so I was looking at it, and it
to
like
do the
some of these people
picnic.
only have 14 donators, and mm-hmm. these people, it's just people who have money and believe in a cause, and it's like, go ahead. So they said, look, we don't want to sample anyone's music. We want to create. We have 200 hours of recorded fresh sounds that we want to deliver, and we can expect the album in September.
Yeah, good for them.
They're moving quick.
Good
with this.
For them, and they all still look the same. Mm-hmm. You know how some people age and they don't look. They all look the same. He just got a white beard. They all still look the same. God bless them. God bless them. Hip hop needs this.
Yep.
So I guess people are trying to joke the music back into real substance.
Yeah, because look at Kendrick Lamar sold a million copies.
Yeah, yep. J. Cole sold a million. People want substance.
We need to do a block party like Dave Chappelle. Remember that? Yeah. Dave Chappelle block party.
Chappelle show. Chappelle show.
So okay. Shout out to De La Soul. Make sure you guys check that out.
Good
support
for them.
All right, so before we get into new music and all that kind of stuff, Sierra is going to be releasing her album. She titled it Jackie. Which I was like, what?
Why?
Is that kind of Beyonce, Sasha Fierce shit? It's her mother, actually, because I had to look up and find out why she was calling it Jackie. I was like, I just keep thinking of Basketball Wives. Like, stop. the cover's
so
dope.
Amazing.
It's very, like, Cindy Crawford 90s. That whole, like, it gives me 90s.
Very
so
clean.
Jackie, actually, the reason why she titled it after her mother is because now that she has a kid, she understands life through her mother's eyes. That's really cute for like Home and Styles interview, but like I don't like I just need Ciara to fucking give me. I'm fiending for a goodies. I'm fiending for an. I'm fiending for a promise. I'm fiending for. I know it's in her. I know she got it.
So do you think that is on this Jackie album?
I don't know. So she's working with some people that I love: Dr. Luke, Paulo De Don, Esther Dean, Diane Warren. So I'm hoping with those people we're gonna get something. But I mean,
I hope so too. Because she's in
I bet it's a dope song. It's not doing well. And then watching it on Michael and Kelly live today, I was like,
what happened?
She needs to be like marketed like Britney Spears. Lip sync. Dance your fucking ass, bitch. I want to see you do the Matrix, flip, backflip, Circus Soleil in the fucking air, be pink, whatever. Just lip sync.
Oh. But I think she's in a good space.
Yeah, I love
she's
her.
She's in a good space. I think she looks amazing.
She looks incredible.
She looks amazing. She's like couture companies are trying to make her model. If you notice, she hasn't really done anything like that. Yep. She hasn't really done any covers like Rihanna's on Elle and Rihanna's in all these big things. They dying to do that with Ciara, but Ciara's chilling. She's not doing that. I think she looked great. And God bless her. I hope her. I wish her nothing but luck. Word.
We get the album will be out May 4th.
Okay. So I'm gonna support her.
Me too. The other thing is Dumb Blondes going to be released. It's Danity Kane's, Aubrey and Shannon. They put together. They said, look, you know, we're thankful for everything in our past, but we're at this point now. We want to make new music. They're gonna release an EP next month. It's inspired by 70s and 80s music.
Good.
With some futuristic sounds. They said it's gonna kind of be like the Ting Ting. And LaRue.
What's that?
LaRue? Ting Tings was shut up and let me go. It's like, yeah, that's not my name.
Oh, I like that song.
And then
that's not my name.
LaRue is like bulletproof.
Oh, okay.
So it should be interesting. We'll see what they're going to do with that. So I want to play the song that Sean showed me today. It's Erica Campbell, and it's called I Love God. And it's a...
It's controversial right now.
You heard it?
When she say luh, L-U-H is why it's kind of... You know, church people don't play those types
Black
of games.
Church Black church
Wait, did you hear the song yet?
I didn't hear it yet.
Wait, before you say nothing, okay. Play the song.
I was going to go to this church Sunday.
I want to go to this.
Wait. They start church Sunday. They open her and her husband.
Where is this?
Opens out. We'll talk after.
Can we go?
If you want.
Bitch, if they going to do Easter. This... I'll be in there like... Shoot.
I love God. I never heard this. God. What's
wrong with you? It just came out.
They made me drink the whole communion cup like. I don't think that I could live no other way.
Oh! Oh. I'm living
now on a That's hot.
Wow.
She is about to murder this. The Lord I serve,
he give them to me every day. What?
Hey, hey, hey.
I love God. You love God.
What's wrong
with you? Oh, I messed with you.
Shout out to Erica Campbell for that.
Word.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him.
She said race him on who?
Love him, love him.
Wow.
Rich homie Kwan Hu.
Love him, love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself.
That's hard.
You know yeah. Yeah.
So there y'all go. Make sure you check that out. Erica Campbell, I love God.
She did that to attract. Excuse me.
The cool thing about that is April Daniels, who is our co-worker.
Here at Black Hollywood Live. Just saying.
Her husband, they wrote and produced that song.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, you know them because you work with them sometimes.
Who? What?
Huh? No, you work with Diane.
Oh.
Diane Valentine. Yeah, Diane Valentine. Yeah. That's my client. But she did this to attract the young people.
Yep. For sure.
Good for you. Good Erica Campbell.
But I think that's been their thing since day one. Mary Mary.
Yeah. But you know who started it, though.
Who started it?
What's his name?
Kirk Franklin. Let me clap my hands.
What?
Make me wanna dance.
Revolution.
Stop.
And the dancers.
Listen.
And he got in trouble for that.
But you knew what you were listening to. You knew it was a gospel song.
Yeah.
I'm about to pop it to this. I'm like, oh, she's talking about the Lord. Oh, shit.
It's just a different wave of music. Yeah. Like, because in the 90s, when that came out, you wasn't sitting And they think when Shackles came out,
yeah.
That was on like now, three or four or something like that. I was used to be in the house like, I'm a shackles on my feet.
But the good thing is, she's going to attract the youth. And I
it's
guess,
like Michelle Williams with the Yes song.
Say yes.
I think, honestly, because it's so much going on right now.
That's how you get the message out.
That's exactly how you get the message out. Because these young people want to pop. She just took this to a whole other level. Yo, I'm down with it. I love it.
She give you a nice salty
Oh, go ahead. Now,
I fucks with that. All right.
I don't want to curse at it. That's why I didn't curse. Because I love God. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
So, moving on from that, let's play some videos. So, one of my favorite upcoming artists right now is Tink. She's signed with Timbaland. The song is called Ratchet Commandments. And just thank you for this, Tink. Thank you. Let's take a look.
I love God. What's that sound?
I feel like she's finally coming into herself as an artist, too.
I've been at this thing for years. It's done turned me to an animal. Some of y'all ratchet. I'ma write you hoes a manual. Step by step. G shit for you to keep. It's the ratchet commandments. I need a moment to preach.
Yeah, he looks good.
Fuck up on a nigga when you know he got a missus. You are labels, I bitches. Lie up on the Bible. How you looking for a title when you sleeping with his rivals? Put trust in these men. These niggas are now bitches. Quit acting so feminine. Pacify the truth. If you know your pussy lose, you a hoe, so do better.
Words.
Every night doing the most up on Instagram. Maybe that's the reason why bitches they can't keep a man.
She's everything. So there we go, Tink, Ratchet Commandments.
Yo, she got a voice.
That was everything, right? Really, doesn't she kind of, in a way, she kind of gives me a little bit.
Nicole Ray.
Ooh, okay, I could see that, but even a little bit, I get a little bit Lauryn Hill. That's exactly, Alexis, thank you. I get like a modern day, because if you listen to all of her songs have some sort of deep-rooted message that she's trying to get across.
Yeah.
But it's fun music.
I like her. Go ahead, Tink.
Timbaland said that's Aaliyah's protege, not his protege. He said Aaliyah spoke to him in a dream about her.
Really?
Yeah, he really said that.
There's something about her. I mean, even some of her like previous videos that were kind of like Queen would not be a fan of. Delivery-wise, she delivers in everything she's done. I've just enjoyed it. So, go Tink.
Go Tink.
Moving on next, we have an artist, Stacey Barth.
She is an amazing writer. Stacey Barth is an amazing writer. Is that the
Have you heard this song?
No. Oh. Is that the lady who lost a million pounds? A mad weight? Let me see her.
A million pounds.
No, she lost mad weight if this is the same
Stacey
girl.
Stacey Barth.
Yes!
So, flawed, beautiful creatures. Let's take a listen.
Tell you something about this lady right here. She's been in this industry for a long time.
Her
as
voice
a writer.
Is everything.
Sometimes we're insecure, we're fragile. Sometimes we laugh at each other to make ourselves feel better. Sometimes we lie, sometimes we say things that we really don't mean. But in the moment, seem like the thing to do.
It gives me 90s, but it's like
I can hear India Irie singing this.
Yep. There you go, Stacey Barth, Flawed, Beautiful. You can go home and check her out online. Support the video, Stacey Barth, Flawed, Beautiful Creatures. What y'all think?
I think she's awesome. She, like I said, she's an amazing artist. She's been in this industry for a long time. She has written for a whole lot of people. A lot of music that you hear today definitely has been written by Stacey Barth. And for her to come out and do this by herself, she lost a tremendous amount of weight. She got on her health stuff. She lost a tremendous amount of weight. She looked good, and I think this is cool. You know, sometimes some people need to stay in the back and continue to write, you know, because they don't have the presence as a celebrity, as a star. But I think this package right there was perfect. I love this message. Flawed, beautiful creatures. Good for you, Stacey Barth. God bless you.
It was really nice.
I'm going to see if we can get her up here. That'll be dope if we can figure out if we can get her up here.
Holla, we're going to get her in here. So next, my favorite video of the week.
Oh, I haven't seen this yet.
Azalea Banks. Now, remember that when she came out with the white face?
Yes.
It was for this. Right. That's what I came out with. So here's Azalea Banks, Ice Princess.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
This made me want to be her friend because her brain's crazy.
Devil soap.
Yo, she slays me.
Oh shit, there she go right there.
Demonic.
I'm so cold, I'm dripping icicles. I go and take your man, that nigga might miss you. Spent this whole commission on my neck and ear. Just stand around me, need to have your winter gear. Pay me coats and Benzies, it's that Berg ice. That's why I do not feel these bitches for a fight. No money, ever since a young and made my own money. You broke honey, and they call me Banks cause I cologne money. Colder than December, my diamonds on in the winter. So that's fly ice in my life. I don't see no limits, so I strive and I shine twice. I ride around and get it, just listen for a minute. That was on.
Yo, Azalea Banks, Ice Princess. Now, so I stopped it there because it gets in, the chorus turns into this like, nah, 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 and she's like freezing these like digital colored things that look like from Gwen Stefani's music videos, and it gets kind of crazy. But I like it. I think it's dope. I think it's creative. I'm glad that people are starting to go back to this fantasy world with music videos. Finally. What did you think of it?
I think she's doing this at the right time. I think she has caused enough controversy to bring the attention to her. So I think she's riding the wave right now. And she's like, you know what? Fuck it. All these people are paying attention to me, wilding out, talking about Iggy Azalea.
Talking about the president.
Yeah, fuck the president. And all these other stuff, posting all kinds of crazy stuff. And I think she's capitalizing off of the negative publicity. Which is a smart move, which is really something that a lot of people do. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to watch this video in its entirety. So far, I like the creative aspect of it, and I think she did a good job. There's a lot of computer generated, of course, but...
I mean, you kind of have to be at that point.
I think she'll get the attention that she wants now, though. I think the young people would like that. I think she'll get the attention that she's looking for over in America, being that she's been so controversial over here.
I would love to know what exactly made her want to go this route with it, because I wonder if Ice Princess, the cold, like the snakes, it's kind of like everyone out here thinks, see, no, I look at it like hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Everyone out here thinks, you know, I'm cold-hearted, I'm out here just spitting all these things, like saying all these things, biting at people. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, bitch, I am. Mm-hmm. I'm the fucking Ice Princess. I'm out here, and what you gonna do about it? Well, what you thinking, Sean?
I thought the video it looks old school. It looks like it should have came out 10 years ago.
It does look like Aaliyah more than a woman. Like it's that like, same no, it's computer
me,
generation.
And also gonna make Busta Rhymes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's from 20 years ago.
But you got to think about it though. Keep in mind though, everybody is pulling back to bring something forward into the new millennium.
Because even Chris Brown and Tyga's AO video, that was just like Diddy and Mace.
Mace, yeah.
But that was different. They didn't try to make it at all. You know what I'm saying?
You just don't like Azalea Banks.
All her videos are totally different from the last. She puts thought and time into her visuals.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of artists don't do this.
Yeah, so I think she's cool. I think she's doing it creatively. I think it'll bring the attention, like I said, that she wants from America. Because, like I said, she's loved out of America. So now she wants to get that attention and respect over here. So I think Azalea, she's on her way to finally getting the recognition over in America.
Mm-hmm. Right. Smart move, girl. Mm-hmm.
Smart move.
It'll be interesting to see as she builds, what will happen with Iggy Azalea's career.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
You know, Azalea Banks is going to be
fuck
around.
About her.
I do, only because she's about to release a song with Britney Spears in 30 days.
Iggy Azalea is a machine. Like, she has people and a machine behind her. I don't think she has the concepts of...
Well, her videos have been pretty conceptual. Like, they're very, what's it called? It's like watching a film. Very cinematic.
But Azalea Banks
creative.
Do what she wants to do, mm-hmm. what she want to do, how she want to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She controls her career. I feel like Iggy Azalea got people behind her making the decisions for her because she can't make them on her own.
Who could you see Azalea Banks working with? Like, I would really love to see her do a dope feature with somebody.
I would love to see Azalea and Rihanna together because they both are weird. Azalea and Rihanna, if Azalea Banks and Rihanna made a song, it'll be...
I just picked them both up.
I think it'll be artsy. I think it'll be probably on some couture shit because they're both unique. So Azalea Banks and Rihanna, I think, will be a good combination.
That'd be like, That's like a lot of pitches working in that.
But I think they'll do dope. I think if they do a dance song together, it'll be dope. A dance song.
That would be real dope. Well, thank y'all for tuning in this week. You know what I'm saying? You know what we're saying? Make sure you guys hit us up at Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also check out The Beat TV on Instagram. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Hey everybody, I'm on Instagram at Queen Wink. I am also on Twitter at Queen Live. And for all of your extension needs, check out winklux.com.
For that good.
I'm Sean Allen Live, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Gmail.
And
his phone number is
guns.net. Get your shirt.
Guns and beers.net.
Get your shirt.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music. Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.